Continue with our tafsir of the Noble Quran. We're busy with Surah Jathiyah, which is the 45th Surah of the Noble Quran, which is the last Surah in the 25th Juz of the Noble Quran. Now, prior to this, in the verses leading up to verse number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to various things. And if we reflect on these things, it will take us towards the Tawheed and the Wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your own creation, in the fact that Allah has spread creatures on the earth, the interchanging of the night and the day, the rain coming down from the skies, the earth that is totally dead, and then with the coming of rain it is brought to life, the changing of the wind, all of that are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute power. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then introduces us to the point that we need to recognize Allah via these things. And He says then, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ, destruction for those who lie and deny. And they listen to these verses, yet they remain too arrogant to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pretend, كَأَلْ لَمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as though they never even hear it. That is the reality of certain types of disbelievers. Nevertheless, enumerating further the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi sakhara lakumul bahr. Allah is the one who subdued the ocean, litajriya al-fulka fihi bi amri, so that your ships may travel on them by His command. It is really with the command of Allah that the ship remains afloat. A ship that is hundreds of tons yet in weight, yet it doesn't go down. And you put a needle, and the needle is so light, yet it drops to the bottom of the ocean. So that is really the system of Allah, that Allah has made it such. And Allah says that He's subjugated the ocean for you with His command, وَلِتَّبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you may seek your livelihood from His bounty. So you can go out on the ocean, use the waterways to attain your livelihood, to engage in business, to purchase items, to send your goods to another country, to export it, to import goods, all via your as a means of your livelihood. That is all part of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلِتَّبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, seek from His bounty. So the wealth of this world is not by itself disdain. It's not by itself something that is despicable. It's only that it shouldn't occupy your heart. That you shouldn't allow yourself to be consumed with it, or with regards to it, to such an extent that you are negligent on your duties to Allah, that it disturbs your concentration in your ibadat, that you hoard and you're miserly, that you don't give your obligatory dues, that you can own everything but nothing should own you. That the dunya, you may possess the dunya, but the dunya should not possess you, that you shouldn't allow it to come into your heart. And by gaining more of the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may express your gratitude for the countless bounties and recognize these bounties come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْ. And Allah has placed at your service, is subjugated for you everything in the heavens and everything on the earth. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in this there are signs for those who reflect. Just the fact that you are able to bring under your control the horse that is such a mighty animal that you may mount on it and ride it, or the camel, or even the elephant that people do ride. You know, these are mighty animals that if you look at a human being in comparison to their size, totally insignificant, yet Allah has made it such that we are able to control. And even the ship in the ocean, you are totally at the mercy of Allah, and it's Allah that makes it possible for you to sail from one place to the other place safely without losing your life or this ship, you know, sinking. Now, moving on to the next verse, verse number 14. After outlining the various bounties of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His forgiveness. And there's a particular incident that had occurred where there is mention, or there's in fact a couple of different incidents, but the most famous one is that there was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul. And he was the one who had the hope of being crowned as the king of Madinatul Munawwarah. That was his expectation. However, with Nabi Salman coming, he lost that. And after that, there were various things where he had now fallen to the back. And there was one day where they were out on a particular expedition, and someone was standing by the well and said that he could not have from a particular side of the well. And it was on the expedition of Muraysi. No one can consume from the side until Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes. And he then said that, you know, that this is really a case of Samin Kalbak Ya'kulka, that fatten your dog and it will consume you, it will bite you. That those people who came from Makkah, they came here with nothing, and now we've got to wait for them before we can have our own water that is really our right. And when he said this, the Sahaba were very disturbed, and it was at this where he also said certain words that are in Surah Munafiqun, لَنُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ, that the honorable amongst us will remove the disgrace and the disdain amongst us, meaning referring to himself as the honorable and referring to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and some of the Sahaba as, as the disdain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded him and saying that by saying these things, it shows clearly that he does not have iman and does not believe. However, the door is not shut on him. Immediately he's told that, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, say to those who not have iman, يَغْفِرُوا, that they should pardon the harassment of those who do not look to Allah, to forward to the days of Allah. لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا مِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, so that they may reap rewards for this. Allah may repay them, each nation, for the actions they've earned. So, despite the despicable action, the door of Tawbah is not closed. It always remains open, and there's always the opportunity and the possibility of making Tawbah. And that is the message that is given in this verse, that even those who do not have this hope at this time, they should realize that Allah is always waiting for them. And when you do good deeds, Allah rewards a person abundantly. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ, whoever does any good deeds, it is for their own benefit. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا, and whoever commits a sin, then it is to your own detriment, because you will suffer the punishment. Don't think that by you being disobedient to Allah, you will then diminish the kingdom of Allah in any way. That is not the case. You ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ, you will have to return to Allah, and then you will have to answer for your deeds. You being obedient to Allah, you being disobedient, does not diminish the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to any extent whatsoever. These are the verses from Surah Jathiyah, which is the 45th Surah of the Noble Quran.